It was one of those headlines that grabbed you in a second. A New York City high schooler had made $72 million playing the stock market. Impressive, right? You'd click to read how he did it, and I know I did. But it turns out the teen, Mohammed Islam, made up the whole story, he told New York Magazine's Jessica Pressler. This is a doozy for a bunch of reasons.
Well, yeah, first of all, I mean, this were not professional hoaxers, and there are professional hoaxers out there.
These were high school kids who wanted to see if they could get someone to
buy into their story, and then it kept snowballing and snowballing. They go on CNBC, and then they just get scared. They say, I can't do this. We can't maintain the fiction anymore. So that's one of the interesting things. They should have known better, maybe. But for sure, the New York Magazine should have known better. I mean, come on. They wanted to believe this story because it fit in with their, what was it, top 10 or 12 reasons
right,
that New York
to
is
love
so
New
great.
York or something. I think
they wanted to believe
to...
it.
I think it goes back to that. They wanted to believe the story because it's such a feel-good thing. And we're in that feel-good time of season, you know, where we got to have these kinds of stories. So when I first read it, I was going like, okay, come on. There's so many holes in this story. There is no way that you could actually think that this is actually true.
Well, and I understand that concept that magazines tend to have a much longer lead time in production, but the timing of this falling apart on the heels of the UVA,
well,
the idea of verification, the idea of another huge, highly publicized issue of verification not being done well enough, this was just
and
bad.
The problem for me is that I could see this one story in isolation. Okay, the media wanted to believe it. It was a feel-good story. The kids screwed up. We're all sorry. Move on to the next thing. But the same kind of impulse on the part of the media is what led to the problem with the Rolling Stone story. Mm-hmm. I suspect the reporter and the editors wanted to believe that at a fraternity house there could be this horrible gang rape of this poor student.
Mm-hmm. Because it makes a good story.
The media wanted to believe during the Duke lacrosse case that these white privileged sports figures would rape a working class black woman. They wanted to believe it, so they didn't do the due diligence on the story.
And that it really goes back to that is the old adage of when we were coming up in journalism, where if your mother says she loves you, check it out.
Yep. That city news adage goes back decades.
We really need to go back to that because over and over and over again, we sit here every week and we talk about stories that if someone just did a little bit more due diligence, you would find
we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
No, that's true. We wouldn't have anything.